ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with a solution, and the solution is GouldSalonSpa.com. You can thank me later. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Chris Harrington. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet. Hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Stop by happy hour daily at our bar from 4:30 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass, all bottled beer, and daily $5.50 cocktail specials. We also offer one of the largest bourbon lists in the city. Enjoy our small bites like the Oysters of Love and house-smoked salmon deviled eggs. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Tis the season and Dinstals is the place for all your holiday treats. From Christmas tree pretzels to cashew crunch, Dinstals has it all. Trim your tree and fill your stockings with Dinstals chocolate Santas, fudge suckers, and peppermint bark. Don't forget the chocolate pecan fudge, selected as number one fudge in America. Stop by your favorite Dinstals today. Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and the new store in Collierville. Dinstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Get your jump on with today's perks deal. Half off 2 hours of jumping fun at Get Air Trampoline Park in Collierville. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in the city. It's Bon Thai, the Thai restaurant on Peabody that's been voted the best Thai restaurant and one of Memphis's best patios for 16 straight years. I love Bon Thai, from the Thai Northern Curry Chicken to the Thai Red Snapper and much more. But here's the best part. It's a great place for dinner before a Grizzlies or Tigers game at the Forum, and you can leave your car in their secured parking lot and get a quick Uber or Lyft to avoid the parking mess. Open for lunch and dinner every day, but Monday they also have a banquet room that holds up to 100 for parties and company events. Give them a call at 272-1538 or just stop by at 1324 Peabody. I'll probably see you there.
It's getting cold outside, and what better way to entertain the family than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway. Audubon tracks are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and climate controlled. And Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra-modern, fun to drive, and fast with speeds up to 50 miles per hour. Not your dad's rattly carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. Mondays through Thursdays, get one free race for every two you buy. I guarantee a trip to Audubon will change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway events. Fast, fun, cool.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds, only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Get your jump on with today's perks deal. Half off 2 hours of jumping fun at Get Air Trampoline Park in Collierville. Get Air features thousands of square feet of side-by-side trampolines to jump around on. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
The best pros put a little extra into everything they do. At the Home Depot, so do we. It's called Pro Extra, with member access to exclusive money-saving offers. Up to 20% off paints, stains, and primers every day. And $20 off your first purchase over $200 just for signing up. That's a lot more than a little extra. Pro Extra. Only for pros. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Visit the Pro Desk in store for details.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. I know what we're listening to. This is one of the few times that I can actually identify the song in question. Why are we listening to this and what is it, Chris?
It's California Dreamin' by the Mamas and Papas, sung from the perspective of someone who yearns to be back in Los Angeles where they will be safe and warm instead of in the cold, wintry place where they currently are. That is a tribute to our Los Angeles Clippers, who came to a cold Memphis last night, took their loss, and are headed back to L.A.
A lot of entertaining things from last night. Chris has written about them over at the Daily Memphian. By the way, you can now get, when the Daily Memphian was launched, you could only get monthly $7 a month subscriptions. Now you can get the year. The first month is still free. It's still $7 a month, but you pay for a year subscription, which makes it a convenient holiday gift. Exactly that. It's a new day in the city of Memphis. It's a new day in the city of Memphis. And you can read Chris Harrington's stuff over there, including his recap from last night. Listen, Joakim Noah didn't put up much of a line, but it was the Joakim Noah night, right? Wasn't it? I mean, Jermichael Green was the best player, but it was fun watching Noah.
No, it was the Joakim Noah game, definitely. I mean, everyone talked about, like, the energy, the players, like, the energy they felt when he walked into the practice court. But, like, you could feel it, like, in the game last night. There was one moment where he jumped out. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Danilo Gallinari. But he jumped out to the top of the key to defend somebody and, like, clapped his hands, like, you know, college basketball, like, Duke-style kind of thing.
Right.
He clapped his hands, and he must have microphones, like, somewhere in his hands because it was so loud you could hear it around the building. And I could feel people behind me sort of, like, you know, raise up and, like, you know, like, yeah, like, you know, when he did that. And so he was chest bumping Omri Cassidy, and he was his hair was flying everywhere, and he was rebounding, and he was setting hard picks, and he was D'ing up, and he just brought total, like, energy to the game and to the team, and it was so disarming that, you know, as loud as he was on the floor, he was very quiet in the locker room afterward, but, like, was just really, you know, I quoted the story, but something to the effect of, you know, I didn't know if I was going to have a chance. I'm just so thankful to have it. And like, the, you know, the teammate, the other players, particularly Conley and Jermichael Green and Jared Jackson, who were on there, seemed really energized by him. And so, it, you know, it really couldn't have gone much better for, you know, a game where you get like 5 points and three boards or whatever it is. If they could get that kind of energy and defense, you know, in short bursts every night, they will be thrilled.
Well, plus we got to see him hit a jumper. Or whatever that is.
he has this weird sideways rotation on his jump shot. He's the only guy who hit a wide open 15-footer and ran down the floor celebrating like he just hit a contested three from 35 feet.
Oh, no, he did the pistols.
He holstered his gun.
Yeah. It was fantastic. In the replay, in Eric's replay, in Eric's call of it, you can actually hear Eric laughing. There's a little chuckle as he's releasing the ball. Like, it was,
right.
he didn't even start laughing afterwards. It was as he was releasing the ball. We've all seen it a million times, but when you see it, you can't quite believe
that someone didn't try to repair that along the way. But
it seems less like a thing of sports than like a thing of astrophysics. It's like a planetary motion in a way.
Here's Eric's call, by the way. Here's Eric's call.
Footer. Joe Kim Noah from the right side with a sidewinder jumper. Knocks it down. Not many coaches will teach you that one, but Noah knocks it down. He's got four in his debut.
Well, that's a shot you get.
Oh, gosh. It was just absolutely fantastic. And, of course, it was also at a critical time. The Clippers had taken the lead. First his tip-in, his double tip, tied it. And then that jumper, I think, gave him the lead, actually.
Yeah, it was 71-69. It was tied. He hit the tip-in to tie it at 69 at the end of the third quarter and hit that jumper start of the fourth to put him up 2 points. And Marcus All, I mean, 33 minutes is still kind of a lot, especially in a game where you're not playing well. But 33 minutes was the least game time Marcus All had played since November 5th. For a full month, he had every game he had played more than that. And so
that's amazing.
And they really need to bring his minutes down. And J.B. Bickerstaff talked about that, I think, before the game. And so, you know, if they can bring Mark's minutes down while maintaining their defense, that will be a huge win for the team this season.
Well, that was one of the stories about real quick, one more thing. It's interesting to me because he was so like, as you point out, the chest bumping, and it wasn't just on behalf of his plays. Well, obviously he did the holster when it was for the team. It's interesting to me that you can join a team, you know, be on that team for a matter of days, and then they seem to care so deeply about the result of that team winning. But as you point out, a lot of it is just gratitude. It sounds like it was just gratitude for him to be playing again.
And I think for a lot of players, and he said something to this effect last night. It was later on in the quote. I didn't use it. But he said something to the effect of, you know, I'm glad to be, you know, be in a locker room with guys, whatever. I think for a lot of players, that it's as much that as the playing that you miss, right? It is the being part of a team. And so I think it's as much that as like as what he actually does on the floor that you know, he missed these last couple of years.
Yeah, and I bet it's a pretty good team to join. I mean, Mark had that quote about we don't care who you are or what you – as if it was an odd quote in that, like, mostly, you know, he's been a great guy, like a great team guy.
Yeah, I wasn't – that came from shoot-around yesterday. I'd been to practice the day before. I wasn't at shoot-around, so I assume – those quotes were prompted by some question about, you know, his time in New York. I never got the sense that anybody with the Grizzlies that was even a thought. Like,
right.
There wasn't the idea we're bringing in a troubled person. Like, you know, years ago when they brought in Zach Randolph, like that was like a question, an issue. That was never even like a thing.
Right.
And so I thought it was sort of a little bit of an odd, you know, inquiry. I mean, he did have the spat with Jeff Hornacek and he'd had the PED suspension, but there was no sense of like this is a risky personality to bring into the team. He's like a perfect personality to bring into the team. He's coming into a team that fully appreciates the way he plays. And he's coming into a city that fully appreciates, like, his persona and personality and the manner that he plays. Like, he's probably the most, like, Tony Allen-esque person on the roster, like, already, right?
Right. Yeah, it's fascinating. It's why when, like, there were a bunch of, in the Twitterverse, there was a lot of the first time people tweeted out pictures of him in the Grizzlies uniform, there was a lot of bizarre or weird or whoa or... And honestly, to me, like, I guess him playing anywhere other than Chicago, really Chicago, which is where you think of him, is odd because he's in a different uniform. But in terms of where he could have ended up, it seems like a perfect fit. I don't know why.
Well, the level of player he was, the position he was, and the age he was, you never imagine he and Marcus all playing together because you can't have both those guys on one team. But then, like, when Noah falls on sort of the hard times and suddenly he's a guy you can sign for a veteran's minimum. So I think it was the idea of Marc Gasol and Joe Kim Noah playing together was something like that I think would have seemed really weird 5 years ago, but the idea of him as like a persona or personality, he's a perfect fit for a franchise that wants to be still a grit grind team.
Is two more things on him. First of all, he did play a little bit with Mark, and JB talked later about that we may see more of that. What do you make of that?
I think everyone Watts, who was not employed by the Grizzlies, was surprised, A, that that happened, and B, that JB talked about it as if that was, like, his plan. Like, he'd been dreaming about that for a month. It's like, no, it never occurred to anyone else that, like, Marc Gasol and Joe Padoa would play together. And it seems like JB had been, like, you know, massing that out on napkins probably for the last month. And so I'll be really interested to see what that looks like if they do that again going forward. Because the other thing was, they won before, when they played together, like Boban Marjanovic or whatever wasn't out there. It was Morrison Gortat wasn't even out there. It was Montrezl Harrell, who's 6'7", and Danilo Gallinari, who's more of a combo forward. And like, it was like two true centers. Like, it was a really weird matchup. And so, I mean, that sort of goes against the idea of like, you're bringing him in to lower Gasol's minutes, but I mean, I'll be fascinated to watch it if they do that more. I have no idea whether it'll be good or not.
What do you think is that Noah hopes for out of this? So he has a guaranteed for the rest of the year, and then does he go sign a 2-year deal if he's good, let's say, through the year? Like, what's his what do you imagine?
Oh, I think I'm sure he'd be happy to sign the best contract he can this summer. I think he's a backup center now.
Right.
And I think backup centers don't sign good contracts. Greg Monroe like signed a 1-year minimum and like doesn't even play, right? He was like an all-star level player a few years ago. And so I think the idea that Joakim Noah is going to get more than a 1-year deal, no matter what he does this season, get more than a 1-year guaranteed deal anywhere and get much, he may get more than a minimum, but he's not going to get like a full mid-level. And so I think he's going to be on a 1-year deal for relatively small money, assuming he's still in the NBA next season, no matter what, just because I think he's a backup center now and people don't pay for backup centers anymore.
Right. One of the stories of last night, you mentioned it earlier, is we were talking yesterday about their defense seems to have the fact that they weren't turning people over like they were and they weren't defending at an elite level. And they forced 19 turnovers last night, and they forced the Clippers, who are averaging 113 points a game, I believe, to score 86 points and shoot 34%. It was quintessential what the Grizzlies want to do. Yes?
Oh, it was a great defensive performance top to bottom. They got to the foul line a lot. You can blame the Grizzlies or blame the referees, however you want to go about that. And that was the main thing, is that they put them on the line a lot. But they turned them over, and they clamped down on their shooting, and you're not going to get that every night, but that is sort of what you want to see. And one of the things I read about in my game story is, like, all this was going on, one of the quiet heroes of that game was Kyle Anderson, because Tobias Harris is the Clippers' leading scorer, averaging 21, 22 points a game, playing at an all-star level. And he was 0 for 10, I think, at one point, maybe 0 for 11 until the very end of the game, and only scored one basket with Kyle Anderson on him, and that was a corner three that, like, he was about falling out of bounds when he hit it. Kyle Anderson totally shut down their best player last night. And, with all the hoopla over Noah and Jermichael Green off the bench, Mike Conley scores 20-something, that can sort of slip through the cracks. But they won that game primarily with defense, and their most important defender last night was Kyle Anderson.
The other thing you obviously like to see was JB, despite the fact that Jaren Jackson Jr. had 5 fouls, reinserted him at the end in the game at the end, which is two things. A, he's letting him play to his last foul, and B, he's letting him be part of the proceedings at the end.
Yeah, I only wrote like one paragraph on that and like a really long game story, but to me that was like more important than what I noted last night suggested. That felt like a real sort of turning point in the season. We'd already seen, Jaren closing out games where he hadn't at all before like a week and a half ago. But if that same game exactly happened in November, Jaren Jackson would not have come back in that game. He got his 5th foul. He went to the bench. Jermichael Green was playing well. A month ago, Jaren Jackson would have sat there. And they brought him back in, and he hit that corner three to extend the lead out to like 8 or 9 points, whatever it was, and 3 minutes to go. He has a 6th foul the next possession, and he goes and sits down. And that's sort of what I've been screaming about all season. I have not been screaming Jaren Jackson has to close games. I figured that would come. That would be an evolution. But I thought that they'd overreacted to his fouls. And it's like a thing where you're trying to keep a guy from fouling out. And, like, I don't care if a guy fouls out. If he fouls out, he fouls out. Like, get what you can out of him until that point. And so, I thought it was meaningful that even with Jermichael Green playing well, they brought him back into that game. And they benefited from it. And so I think that was a little bit of a, not an unexpected turning point, but that point was going to come. But I think it came last night.
One of the things, as they frittered away their third quarter lead, that just struck you is that to the extent like firepower from the wings is a real weakness from this team. Yep. They just couldn't score. And that's why they lost the lead. They couldn't score in the third quarter because Garrett Temple wasn't having a great game. Obviously, Mark had his worst game, at least offensively. And then so they're rolling Marshawn Brooks out there. He actually chipped in a little bit with 9 points. It feels like because they can't score, they're sort of, let's try Marshawn Brooks again. But it is like, God, what you'd give for an explosive wing scorer on this team.
Yeah, no, I agree. It sounds like they're going to commit to Marshawn for a little while and see if he can get comfortable in that role. JB sort of suggested that before the game. But I think they're going to, you know, hopefully give him a few weeks of a consistent, you know, 15 to 20 minutes off the bench and see if he can grab a hold of it. And you hope that happens. And then at some point, you know, in the next month or so, you're going to get Dylan Brooks back. And you hope that Dylan Brooks, you know, who looked like he would last season on a bad team, admittedly, but looked like he was emerging as a good secondary scorer, like a double-digit kind of scorer. And you hope he can give you some energy and some offensive pop once he gets back. And so you hope you solve that internally with those two players. And if you don't, you know, come trade deadline, if they're still in a playoff hunt, that could be something we're talking about.
How big is Boban?
Dan Van Wyke, our friend from the Los Angeles Times, asked Aaron Jackson after the game, sort of like in the spirit of, like, you know, how old is Mark and how old is Mike in the preseason? Right. Yeah, so how tall is Boban? And Jaron just reminded me, like, Boban's 7'8". and I think I trust Jaron Jackson's eyeball estimate more than I trust the actual roster sheet. The roster lists Beaumont at 7'3", and to me that's like Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett forever was listed at 6'11" when he was really 7'1".
Right.
There's no way Beaumont is 7'3".
He's just
Marc Gasol 7'1". He only makes Marc Gasol look like a kindergartner.
It's the difference. I mean, Mark is a huge man, but like Boban, you feel like is like a giant. Like it does. He feels like he looks, his hands, everything about him looks like a giant. I think he's more of the class of Andre the Giant than Marc Gasol, you know?
But Dan said something funny to him because, you know, Dan watches him a lot in Los Angeles. Not a Clippers beat writer anymore, but he's around the Clippers a lot. And he said that that Boban's arms are so long, he thinks of it that they have, that he has two elbows. This is a guy. He made Marc Gasol shoot like a rainbow fadeaway jumper from 10 feet, and he at one point like he got a tip in at the rim literally without leaving the ground. He just reaches so up and like taps it in.
It was so much fun. Okay, and then lastly, unrelated to all of this, Gary Williams, who of course was the owner and chef at Deja Vu. Jennifer Biggs has written about it over the Daily Memphian. He died, and it's a loss to the restaurant world of Memphis because he was it was great food, a personality as well, but also has reminded me about how, like, here's a guy who grew up in New Orleans, who lived in Las Vegas, who came to Memphis, made a contribution, embraced the city. Like, it's a civic loss, honestly. Like, and I was just reminded of that. And I also, the other thing is that the world of restaurant people must be incredible. I just have enormous respect for the risks and the hard work that goes into running a restaurant. But I don't know if you had any interactions with him or if you ate at Deja Vu, but do you have any thoughts?
One of my favorite meals this year, Jennifer and I had a long lunch during our lost professional summer that we all had at Crew of Deja Vu on, I believe it was Florida, South Florida Street. I may be wrong about that. It was one of those state streets on the other side of Kronk. And we had gumbo, and we had the Bananas Foster cheesecake, and like all kinds of good stuff. That was one of my. That's one of the places that was the most places I ate in Memphis. That was the most consistently good. That was just always good, and you always felt good being there. And it had, you know, it had started in the little one room dining room south of Crump, and then he'd moved to Maine in this much bigger spot, and then had, you know, wasn't able for various financial reasons, just typical restaurant world, to stay there and moved it back to the original location, you know, south of Crump. And I don't know, I haven't read Jennifer's story. I don't know what the future is of the restaurant. I don't know if they know, but it was a great place to eat, great atmosphere, great food. And yeah, really, I just think one of the best places in Memphis, and it's sad. It's sad to, you know, for that guy to go.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeff.
We have to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. It's Jeff Cockatoo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tis the season, and Dinstals is the place for all your holiday treats. From Christmas tree pretzels to cashew crunch, Dinstals has it all. Trim your tree and fill your stockings with Dinstals chocolate Santas, fudge suckers, and peppermint bark. Don't forget the chocolate pecan fudge, selected as number one fudge in America. Stop by your favorite Dinstals today. Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and the new store in Collierville. Dinstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
There are margaritas, and then there are
margaritas!
Bring your party thirst to La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Memphis. Made from scratch guacamole, massive plates of Mexican cuisine, and the only restaurant on Summer Avenue with a full bar. Happy hour Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with
margaritas!
For only $2. Don't miss karaoke every Friday night. La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, 4090 Summer Avenue. Just like being in Mexico.
It's time for some straight talk. This holiday season, give yourself the gift you really want. More data. Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless and we'll give you 50% more high-speed data on our $35 and $45 unlimited plans when you buy a smartphone. All without a contract. Plus, you'll get America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. So switch today and say happy holidays to yourself with 50% more high-speed data. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet. Hooray for holiday games! Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight! Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays!
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Pep Boys has gifts for every driver on your list, but they're nearly impossible to wrap. Take a tire. You ever tried to wrap one? Yeah, not so easy. Brake pads? Disaster. Exhaust system? A total Frankenwrap. So, the pros of Pep Boys invented the amazing shrinking gift kit. It can reduce tires, a battery, rotors, or even an oil change down to the size of a gift card. Just load the card with any amount you choose, and voila! Now it's easy to give any driver the gift they really wanted.
Joy to the drive, only at Pep Boys.
See PepBoys.com for gift card details.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru is now open inside FedEx Forum for all events and has quickly become the talk of the building because people can tell the difference in something freshly made versus something frozen out of a bag. We're talking about a place that's ranked as the sixth best wing joint in the entire country, about a place that has award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Honey Gold, Spicy Taco, and Nashville Hot. We're talking about a place that fries its wings in premium oils, which is a difference you can taste. It really is terrific, which is why Wing Guru is growing by the day, and as a result, they need employees for all three locations right now, and they're offering scholarship assistance for juniors and seniors in high school or young adults wanting to go back to school. One Wing Guru location, that's on Mount Moriah. Another's in Bartlett on Stage Road, and the newest, again, inside FedEx Forum. You can apply in person at any of those locations or online at thewingguru.com. And if you're ever at home craving wings, understand that the Wing Guru is now delivering via DoorDash. You can order for delivery at thewingguru.com or place an order for pickup in store. That's the Wing Guru here in Memphis on the web, thewingguru.com.
Many health conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis, are connected to gum disease in your mouth. Good thing their signs could be detected in a routine dental exam covered by a Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Visit coveryourmouth.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Putting up your Christmas tree and you notice a crack in the wall of your house and you're thinking, oh my goodness, what is that? Maybe I should just ignore it. No, you shouldn't ignore it. Or maybe you see that the floor underneath that Christmas tree stand is sloping a little bit. No, you should not ignore that either. Could be the sign of a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you have a serious problem, you need to get in touch with the Deamer's Group. Local company has been serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. Offers complete and permanent solutions at an affordable price. Foundation repair, crawl space repair, concrete leveling, basement waterproofing. You got water coming into your garage, your crawl space, your basement, call Redeemers Group. 541-8765, 541-8765. Here's what's going to happen. They'll send an expert out to your house. They'll do a consult. They'll look at the situation. They'll tell you if you have a problem. If you don't have a problem, cool as school. If you do have a problem, mention my name, $50, Jeff Calkins, and you will get an additional $50 off the repair price. If there is no problem or if you don't want to proceed, this whole thing does not cost you a single penny. It's not one of these places that says $100, $25 for a home visit to be applied against the cost of the repair. No. That's not how it works at all. It is free of charge to get a consult, and an expert analysis is what of what is going on. So no reason not to call. 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web at redeemersgroup.com. All right, so I don't know if you saw this, but our favorite football coach, Mike Leach, was asked about the current state of the playoffs and the 14 playoff in college football. And this may shock you, Jeffrey, but Mike Leach had some interesting and colorful things to say.
And thank God for that.
About this. And I just thought I'd let you listen. Here is Mike Leach on the impossibility, of having a real college football playoff.
Then college football says they scratch their head and they give a really befuddled, mixed up look. And they get a really screwy expression on their face. Like, well, how can that possibly be? I mean, how can we do that? I mean, how is it possible that you could actually have a playoff format in college football? Well, gee, I don't know. Let's start with, we can go down to the local city park, and I'll bet you somebody that handles youth football could tell you how to do something like that. Well, that's too low of a scale. Let's move it up a little bit. Okay, how about high school from a major state? Let's say Texas, Florida, or California. Let's see how they do it. Okay, let's see. These guys, you know, they win a certain number of games. They have a qualification. Okay, now, boom, they're in the playoffs. But they don't have just two or four teams or something. Hell no, because they want everybody to have fun and enjoy this playoff system. So they have 16 or 32 or 64 or something like that. Okay, so then they play each other, and everybody's on the edge of their seat going to wait and see if this team's going to beat that team or going to beat the other team. And so then, in the end, there's occasionally a debate. If only this team hadn't lost to that team in this round, then this team could have won the whole thing, and that's perhaps true. But the thing that is indisputable is that at the end of the gauntlet, this team came out on number one, and there's no debate whatsoever who's state champion. Then you can go to Division III. Let's see, how do they do it? Oh, they do it the exact same way. Okay, now the suspense is really starting to get thick. Because, you know, Division II might do it differently. No, in fact, they don't. They do it exactly, boys and girls, like Division III does. And then now they've changed the initials, because in this era of political correctness, they love to change initials and make it proper to say things one way instead of another. And I forget what the initials is. But then they go to 1AA. Okay, at 1AA. How do they do it in 1AA? 1AA. I mean, because that's getting closer to us, and we're really sophisticated because we're major 1A. How do they...
That was the end?
That was the clip that I...
it kept going. It kept going. Just so you know, it kept going, and it kept going all the way up to 1AA, and then he went, well, okay, let's go above that to the NFL. And essentially the point was that everyone in the entire universe, literally everyone in the entire universe...
That plays football. Pee-wee.
Whether it is,
everything.
Whether it is pee-wee... Whether it was at the high school level, whether it is Division II, whether it is Division I AA, or whatever we call it now, whether it
FCS.
Is... FCS. And whether it's the NFL. Literally every other entity in the universe has an actual playoff that decides who is the title, who's the winner at the end, who's the champion, that decides the champion. Only college football does not. Now, for a while, the argument was, we're just going to vote on it, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to, for a while, it was, we're just going to vote on it. And we're going to, we don't really need a title, a real champion. We'll just, we'll eyeball the games. We'll see who won the Rose Bowl, see who won the Orange Bowl, see who won the Sugar Bowl, see who won the Cotton Bowl, and we'll just decide. We'll pick. That's how they did it for the longest time. And then they said, nah, because the people begin to realize that was preposterous, right? So then they said, all right, we'll do the BCS thing, where we'll just have...
We'll get number one to play number
one
two,
number,
no matter
number
what.
Two, and that way, we won't have to... we won't be screwing with the bowls, really, is what... A couple things. Everyone can be a winner, because lots of teams can end up winning their bowl game. Like, in a real playoff system, any good team's going to end with a loss, right? So coaches don't get fired. They're happy. Coaches don't have to, whatever. And we don't have to, we won't disrupt the bowls because we're just having one game at the end. Now, people realized how ridiculous that was, because why would you possibly just pick two? And how could you possibly just pick two? And so then they said, after saying that, literally saying that a four-team playoff would ruin college football.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the longest time.
Yeah.
It was a four-team playoff, NFL, what they would call it, is an NFL-style playoff is going to ruin college football.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they decided to have a four-team playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they discover? I don't know. I watched this past year. Did it ruin college football?
It has apparently not ruined college football
thus far. It doesn't seem to have ruined college football. And so
except
now,
when they play the games on New Year's Eve.
And so now that ruined college football. And so now they are saying we're staying at four. And we are not going to eight, period, which is stupid.
Uh-huh.
A, it cuts out. And my largest objection, honestly, isn't the Georgias of the world or the Ohio States of the world, the teams. Who's arguing right now?
Georgia right now, Ohio State. Really, those are the two biggest quads.
Yeah, those are the biggest. My argument is not on behalf of Georgia and Ohio State, although I think Georgia has a legit argument. I think they lose the argument, but I think they have a legit argument, right? I would like to have Georgia have a chance to play, although you could argue they just had their chance.
Right, they had the quarterfinal game.
They literally, they had
and the truth
what
is, if they
the equivalent
have...
of a quarterfinal game, but they wouldn't have the stupidest call in the history of the world, they might have won it.
Yes.
So I don't feel that much sympathy. They literally had a chance. And not only that, they had their chance at the end of the year.
Yes.
Like, it's not they were eliminated because of some loss in week three.
Right.
They got Alabama at the end of the year.
Yep.
It was essentially a quarterfinal game, and they lost it.
Yep.
So I'm not that sympathetic to Georgia. And I'm not that sympathetic to Ohio State just because I'm not. And also, they got smashed by Purdue.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I know you're going to find this hard to believe.
Yeah.
BetDSI has just released odds on whether or not Urban Meyer will coach again. If
DSI is
BetDSI. It's a
BetDSI. Yeah. And what are the odds?
Yes is a -300 favorite.
That's big.
Yes, that is a huge, massive favorite.
I know
you find that hard to believe.
So I'm more sympathetic of the fact that of the Memphises of the world. And it wouldn't have been Memphis this year. Obviously, it would have been UCF this year. That you can literally just take a whole portion of college football and say, you got no shot. That you could take most of the teams who play. Aren't there more teams outside the Power Five than in the Power Five? Yes, probably. Yes. You could take more than half of the football teams that play Division One football and just say, you got no shot. That offends me. Do I think UCF would beat Alabama? Absolutely not. But I also think it becomes somewhat self-perpetuating. If you have no shot to win a title, it therefore diminishes you, makes it harder to recruit, et cetera. So
college football is the only college sport that hands out a championship in which you do not get a chance. If you are...
You just do not get a chance, and it totally offends me. No, they don't normally win. They probably wouldn't win. They may never win. Just like I'm never going to become a multi-millionaire. But I growing up in America, you know you have a shot, right? I guess. Some
theoretically.
People. Theoretically. Or whatever. I'm not going to be president. It seems to be obvious at this point. But I got a shot. And that's supposed to be how it works. They got no. Literally, you're telling more than half the football teams in America, you've got no shot.
It's 68-61, by the way.
For what? 68 outside the Power Five?
68 inside the Power
okay,
Five, 61.
So it's about half. Less,
correct.
Not quite
slightly
half.
Below half.
Not quite half. So, and why? What? I mean, seriously,
because the people that were in power, the Power Five, were the ones that got to make the rules. If you get to make the rules, you obviously, like, I've read a couple of history books. In general, if you get to make the rules, you generally protect your own interests.
Okay, for the longest time, the argument was protecting the bulls, okay?
Correct.
And that made no sense whatsoever.
Correct.
Because why in the world should college football care about, with all due respect, the bulls?
They don't. But they're in business relationships.
They do. It's a crappy business relationship.
Correct.
The bull gets to sift off a lot. The bulls get to take a lot of the money. And you're subcontracting your playoffs out to bowl games that take a lot of the money. Like it made no sense that college football basically did that and then took care of the bulls when, except for in terms of relationships, uh-huh. right? Except for your pals with them, it made
Correct.
No sense that you're
yes.
protecting the bulls. You're it would be like the NCAA, which makes a huge amount of money off the NCAA tournament, saying to just saw other. You go run the NCAA. We don't
Correct.
Need the money
and,
from that.
Yeah, you're going to keep it too.
And you get to keep it. Yeah. Right. It's not just that you're going to pay us for the right to run the tournament. It's that, yeah, you can have that part of it. We'll just stick to the regular season and you can have that and you can get all the money from it. Made no sense whatsoever. Is the only reason now. By the way, if you did do an 18 playoff, would you uh-huh. get rid of championship week?
I just don't think conferences are going to agree to that because they make so much money off of it. The conference championship game is an extremely lucrative event for most conferences.
How would you, if you didn't have the conference championship game, you would just
correct. I think
how would you pick your conference champ? How would you pick the conference championship game within the context of a playoff system? Does have this advantage? It identifies a clear champion
correct.
From the SEC, a clear champion from whatever the Big Ten. It identifies
correct.
Clear champions.
Correct. The best. Basically, what I had heard is the best proposal is from Taylor Zarzer. He's a friend of mine. He does the SiriusXM show, the college football show in the morning. Essentially, what his recommendation was, make quarterfinal weekend be conference championship weekend and get rid of the conference championship games. And instead, because of those pre-existing television contracts and pre-existing sites that host these games, have them be the sites of the quarterfinals. So Atlanta, you have a quarterfinal game, whether it was Alabama versus Washington in Atlanta, or if it was in Charlotte, you had Clemson versus Michigan.
But how would you pick who represents each conference?
Would it just be voting?
Would there be a conference champion based on record?
Correct.
And tiebreakers, and
correct.
The way there used to be before you had a conference
correct.
Championship game. We still had conference champions before there were conference
right before the conference championship games. The conference championship game was actually a loophole. The SEC found a loophole in the rule book that allowed them to create the SEC championship game in 1992. It was never really, like, that was never even thought of. And then when people saw how much money the SEC made off of it, it became where you saw, that was the first time you saw conferences wanting to get to 12 teams because the rule was if you had 12 teams, you could host the conference championship game. And the other big deal coming up, the SEC is going to renegotiate their television deal very, very soon, and it is all but likely that the SEC will offer the SEC championship game as a separate asset available for purchase. Because right now, CBS gets it just it's part of the $60 million that CBS pays the SEC for the SEC game of the week and the championship game.
All right, so what do we, is literally the only reason now, I mean, I do believe that there are some who don't want to add extra games and like that. They don't want to let go of the conference championship game because it's lucrative for the conferences,
correct?
Right? And then they don't want to add extra games, et cetera. I do believe that. Although they got no problems with adding games to basketball schedules,
no.
and playing them in the middle of the week, and they got no problems with playing games on Friday nights and Thursday nights and Wednesday nights and whatever else.
Correct.
But suddenly academics
matters. We only
matters,
care about the kids
blah, blah, blah.
If,
only
it,
care
if
about
it doesn't
the kids.
Make it fun.
Well, right. So that's kind of bogus. Is literally the only reason to screw the UCF universe?
Yes, because the people that wrote the college football, because you've
but
made
that,
the point.
That's the only reason. Is that the only reason? Is because if you had eight, you would have to let them have one automatic slot, which means you'd have to let them have some of the money, which that's literally the only reason at this point?
I mean, essentially, that's that, and then the television contract is already written with ESPN, but contracts.
Yeah,
do you really think
rewritten?
If you offer ESPN the opportunity to have the extra games and tear up the contract
there'd
and renegotiate.
A real
they're going to do
an eight-game playoff would generate
They get four extra games to promote.
Incredible amounts of money. It's just stupid. When do you believe we will have an
2022.
Ultimately, you believe we will.
I think it's 4 years. I think you got one more cycle.
But you think
I think it'll
you
be
think
eight.
We will. Yes. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, the People Magazine.
Oh yeah.
Has released its most interesting people of 2018. I missed it just by this much.
You were on the honorable mentions.
There are two athletes. Have you looked at the list?
I've not.
Okay, there are two athletes on the list. I think most interesting is such a squishy concept that it's hard to... one is an active athlete and one is a retired athlete, okay? But there are two athletes who are on this list. See if you can guess who out of the 25 most interesting people...
Okay.
Here's one problem with the list. Donald Trump isn't on it.
Yes.
And he certainly isn't. If nothing else, he's interesting.
Television ratings have proven that.
So I got some problems with the list generally. But there are two athletes on this list, one retired, one active.
Ooh.
Who are the two athletes who made the list of people's most interesting people of 2018? We'll take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Looking for a thoughtful, memorable gift idea? Give someone a gift card to one of my favorite Memphis restaurants, Bounty on Broad. Do that, and you give them not just a thing, but an unforgettable experience. Bounty on Broad is a beautiful restaurant that makes you feel warm just to walk in the place. And the food is farm to table and exquisitely prepared. I've always loved the cornbread crusted fried oysters. It's one of my favorite dishes in all of Memphis. But I'm also crazy about the braised pork shank, the Moroccan spiced lamb ribs, the crispy Brussels sprouts, the creative drinks, the welcoming bar, and the sumptuous Saturday and Sunday brunch. The point is, give a gift certificate to Bounty on Broad and you're guaranteed to make someone happy this holiday season. Bounty also does private parties and has a special seasonal holiday menu. So give them a call at 410-8131. That's 410-8131. Or just stop by at 2519 Broad Avenue. Make someone's holidays merrier with a gift of Bounty on Broad.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to. And that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV. And it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the Prime Philly is from the same slow roast prime rib Philly style with pepper, peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown. Friday night, the Ragtops. On Saturday, the Lizard King. Men, do you have symptoms of low testosterone or hypogonadism? CNS Healthcare is looking for volunteers to take part in a low testosterone or hypogonadism clinical research study for men 45 to 80 years of age with a history or risk of heart disease or stroke. You may be eligible for some compensation for participation. If you're interested, call 901-843-1045 or visit cnshealthcare.com to learn more.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Waiting on a good day. Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
okay, so here's the thing. Doesn't really matter how much you spend this holidays. It matters that what you put under the tree dazzles her, right? And at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they can get you, they can make sure you wind up with something that dazzles her. They have this new jewelry design, gets its inspiration from your journey together. Intertwining diamonds, gold, and silver, representing the twists, turns, and curves of life, it starts at only $199. It's Love's Crossing, is what it's called. You want to get diamond stud earrings, 1 carat, $799. It's a perfect time to get engaged. We know that. And Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect ring to help you make the perfect proposal. Each one, ring is one of a kind because she is unlike any other. You can get any of their rings that they have in stock, or you could go in and design your own. And shopping at Robert Irwin Jewelers is a no-pressure, low-key experience. Also, speaking of budgets, there is a new choice in diamonds that can save you an average 25 to 30%. If you want a traditional dug-out-of-the-ground diamond, they have beautiful, they have the best diamonds. Howie travels the world finding those diamonds. They are beautiful, stunning. But he came in here last week and showed us these altar-created diamonds. They are real diamonds, but they are grown above the ground. And they are, can I repeat myself? They are real diamonds. They are not fake diamonds. They are actual real diamonds. But they are 100% conflict-free. They're environmentally friendly, they are stunning, and they're 25 to 30% cheaper than, less expensive than a dug from the ground diamond. It's just another option. It is another option. And honestly, it is a way to get, some women will want a dug out of the ground diamond, and some will just want a diamond that is an actual diamond that is bigger and more brilliant. And so it's another option. Which is the sort of thing they do at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Go check them out. Free financing available. 12 months deferred interest. You're up to take up to 60 months to pay. There are 4 locally owned Robert Irwin Jewelers, or check them out online at rijewelers.com. Also follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now it's the closing argument.
Okay, so Jeffrey, I said people's most 25 most intriguing people of 2018 are out. I've given you some time to think about it. On Twitter, we have guesses. Kobe, some people guessed. Some people guessed Peyton. There are 2 athletes, 1 retired and 1 active on this list. Do you have, what are your guesses?
So my guesses were LeBron and Colin Kaepernick.
Neither one.
Okay.
That's good, though. I like both guesses. I probably would have guessed Tiger. Like, he had a
Yeah. Well, and yes, there's no question. Like,
I would have guessed Tiger because I thought he had an unbelievably interesting year.
Yes.
Not on the list.
And now ESPN's going to be giving us a 30 for 30, The Roars Are Back, Tiger Woods documentary. So I'm fired up for that.
So But no.
Neither.
None of those people are on the list. They're women. Both.
Okay. So then I'll go with the Tiger Woods of women's tennis. How about Serena?
Serena is the active athlete who's on this list because she almost died while suffering serious blood clots while giving birth and then spent the year fighting sexism in tennis. Serena Williams in at number 20. Number six is a retired athlete and an Olympic athlete, and you're not going to get it.
0% chance because I don't even know where you're going.
Allie Raisman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes total sense, right?
Yes. 100%.
Came forward to testify against former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar, who sexually abused her. The others, the most interesting person was Michelle Obama, who I love Michelle Obama. I don't think she was that interesting this year.
Is her book out?
That's why. Because within days of publication, her memoir, Becoming, became the best-selling book of the year. I think she's a fascinating woman.
That's a stretch for one.
Fascinating. But what, this year? Like, because her book came out? I thought she was more interesting when she was a first lady.
Didn't even realize we read books anymore.
Well, some of us do. And this is mostly a celebrity-oriented list. Okay,
right,
you want some more?
Sure.
Hoda. I don't even know these people. I don't watch TV. Savannah Guthrie. And Hoda.
Yeah.
KOTB, whoever that is.
Today Show.
Because they've done so well in the ratings in the wake of the firing of Matt Lauer. Chip and Joanna Gaines are three.
I have no idea who they are.
Oh, I know who they are because I've watched Fixer Upper. They're the home remake thing. Melissa McCarthy.
Was she even in a movie this year?
The Parkland Teens are on the list. Ariana Grande is on the list. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are on the list.
I like the movie.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on the list.
Mm-hmm. Not their best.
No? You don't think?
Not their best.
Anyway, that's some. That's some of the list. Go ahead. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mike Oresko is going to join their program. He'll be on at 11:25. Joe Theismann at 12:25. I'll be hosting the Eric Astein Show. Eric's going to join me at the top. Evan Barnes, Joe Mullinax during the second hour. Gary Parrish in studio today. John Martin, Jeff Calkins.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow, I promise. But for now, our work here is done.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett.
WMFS Memphis.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Book It Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Book It Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
There's only 10 days left to sign up for health insurance for 2019 because open enrollment ends on December 15th. Don't miss your chance to get covered. Enroll in a health plan today with Ambetter of Tennessee.
Get your jump on with today's perks deal. Half off 2 hours of jumping fun at Get Air Trampoline Park in Collierville. Get Air features thousands of square feet of side-by-side trampolines to jump around on. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
It all starts with just one thing. Want to give an environmentally sustainable gift? Then skip a material gift altogether and give an experience. Think about giving tickets to a concert or sporting event or a nice dinner out. Find tips and more at OneThingUS.com. What's your one thing?
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now.